Grant Hochstein here with me at the World Championships. So this is your first World Championships.
Yes.
You started skating when kind of a late starter at 9
mm-hmm.
in Warren, Michigan.
Yes.
And from there, now you're in Southern California. What brought you to Southern California to train?
I think that I had just sort of hit a plateau in my skating, and I had been with the same coach since I started. And I was very, very fortunate for the work that she had done with me, and I wouldn't be here without that. But I needed something else, and I needed to be pushed, and I needed to be in a rink with other really high-level skaters. And Peter and Karen had just done very well with Caroline in 2012, and that's kind of the transformation I was looking for. So, yeah, I headed out to L.A.
So you were late coming to Junior Worlds. You were nearly 20 at Junior Worlds.
I was the old guy at Junior Worlds.
You were just in under the rules.
Barely, like 15 days.
To get in.
Yeah.
And then senior, not a great record, but you did make it to Nationals.
Yeah.
But is the transition with the new coaching and coming to California, is that what you think, take it up a level?
Yeah, Peter's really helped me this year find something within me that I forgot that I had. And we've done a lot of really strong mental training. Yeah, it took a couple of years to figure out exactly what I needed, and I think I found it, so.
And looking back at your music, you've generally chosen classical, symphonic music, ballet, a lot of movie scores, mm-hmm. very lyrical, melodic kind of music. What draws you to that kind of music?
I'm big on how the music makes you feel and where it can take you. And we tried to be a little bit different last year. We did the Carmina Burana, and that was stronger and harder. And so we went totally opposite with the short this year, and it's an obscure piece of music that I actually wanted to skate to last year. But Michelle Kwan would skate to music that would take you places. And then she took you to even greater places within that music. And that's kind of what I want to do, and I think that's what I was able to do, start to do this year.
Speaking of your short program, in English it means two sunsets.
Correct.
What does the program mean to you?
To me, it's sort of about one phase in my life completing and in reaching its high point, and the next phase of my life beginning, and just taking you places. You know, like, skating is only one piece of my life now, and you know, that's coming down, and I only have a couple years left, so, and this new thing in my life is starting, so. You know, I think one of the reasons that this season has gone well for me is just kind of accepting that skating is just a piece of my life, and it's not everything for me. You know, I have an apartment and a dog and a girlfriend, and, you know, I have all of these other parts of my life, and skating is one beautiful part of that, but it's only one part of it. And so, you know, the short program for me is about, initially in the season, at the start of the season, I wasn't sure how long I was going to keep going. So, you know, it was about being sad to see it end, but, you know, happy that there's something great to move on to. And, you know, fortunately the season has gone well, so, you know, I'm going to keep going. But for me, it was about having different parts of my life.
Now, the free skate and mm-hmm. choosing Les Mis, I mean,
yeah.
that's a really well-used piece of music. Why did you decide to go to a piece that's, right now people would call on a war horse?
Mm-hmm.
Why that piece of music?
One day, I love the music, and one day I was driving to the rink at, like, you know, 5:45 in the morning or something like that, some crazy hour to teach, and I was blasting One Day More, and I just imagined a big spread eagle to the music, and I got chills. And so I went to Peter, and I was like, I want to use this music. And he's like, no, it's Les Mis, everybody's used it. You know, I mean, and it's true that a lot of people have used it, but I think I've been able to, at least for me, take it and make it my own, and bring something special to it. And Bring Him Home is one of Peter's favorite pieces of music, and I think the edit that we use makes it more unique, and it doesn't feel like a compilation of, like, random sections of the play, you know, it feels complete to me, and, you know, there's something magical about that.
I think magical is a good word. I mean, I saw it first when you did it in August, August at Glacier, and I was sitting in the stands with a bunch of judges, and we all immediately picked up on, you know, this is a piece of music that's been used a lot, but this is unique.
Thank you.
And this is something that he's made his own, and then it's really developed during the season where you bring such passion and emotion to it. Where does that passion and emotion come from?
Somebody today described it to me as the complete human journey. The music is about pain and suffering, but also that there's hope at the end, and no matter what you go through, no matter how hard things get, there's always hope at the end. And I relate to that raw emotion and that raw passion, and, you know, it has to come from within you, and it has to be genuine, and if it's not genuine, it just doesn't work. And I think it's genuine. I feel genuinely about it, so...
Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I don't know, ask Caroline.
Speaking of Caroline, who's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Caroline bring anything to your skating? Or do you keep that separate?
We try to keep it as separate as possible. I mean, we try not to involve, you know, to at least to be too open about our relationship. And we're not, especially Caroline is a little bit more private, and I respect that. But no, I mean, if it wasn't for being with her, I think I would feel differently about skating. And I think having that has given me more of a calm and a peace with where skating is in my life. So, and, you know, it's nice to have your girlfriend to push you, and, you know, if she's making me angry, I'll go and do a triple loop right in front of her, and, you know, then she'll give me a death glare and go do one that's better than mine, and, you know, then throw off something else in my face, and, you know, it's fun to have that.
So you also mentioned, you know, going to the rink to teach. I know I know you've been coaching in Southern California. Is that what you want to do for the future, or is that just something to do while you're skating?
No, I love it. I really, really love it.
Is that the profession you want to ultimately go into?
Yeah, for sure. You know, together Caroline and I have a really great group of skaters, and one of them is here. She also traveled to NHK to watch. Fortunately for her, everyone has been on a vacation, and she's never missed one day of school. So, you know... We're all for education too, but yeah, I love teaching, and, you know, to give back. You know, people have given back to me, and, you know, I mean, there always needs to be somebody to inspire and to teach and to help, and I want to do that in some form or another. And I love teaching.
Thank you very much for talking to us, and
thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.